festival, Save. Gorice is really a failed project for almost about different 9 owners of Gorice since 1996. And just recently in February this year, we have shipped from MicroLeague because Hemi required him a lot of information. We went and approached the China Railway, the group, the largest SOE in China and largest company. And it's actually based in PNG for 23 years, doing a lot of work there in terms of mining. We had negotiated and they agreed some of the conditions we facilitated them. And they agreed to come, and the Gorice board with some director, Mifala, sit down and price the first phase of the project. And the second, we Mifala no price we made. First phase is to bring the project into production. And the second phase is part of the new selling stamp, reach, and all the things of them. So the amount that they've been putting in, 825, those are really amount where have come out from nothing. And yeah, there is China Rail is actually in trade because it's a big company. So you have to, and public company, you have to float it in the stock exchange. They require a long term. So they require, if the life of the mine is 36 years, they have to go for the 36 years. Recently, the mine life of the current life of the mine now extend to about 14 years. So we'll do the first 14 years and we look at the resource and the reserve. We can go for another 14 or another 20 years.
So this fellow, $825 million US dollars. So company Hemi or China Rail International, Hemi how? Hemi agreed to this one or how, yeah?
Yes, it's not the way that the media have put them. It's not the loan. It's not them paying us. We are not loaning money from. We are actually contracting them. So we were going to pay them. So Gorice Mining Limited will pay China Rail for contracting work for Gorice. That's how I'm not truth about it. It's not the other way around where I think it was connected to the China, One China relationship with Solomon Island. Okay, that connected to the debt trap situation. So it is not that. We actually signed an agreement with them for the first $200 million for bring the mine into the production, and then it goes for the 14 years. So if the life of the mine go and go for more than 14 years, then let me go more than that. So I'm not how Hemi work.
So you mean sabe say also this fella Selenia where you mean hear him $825 million or funding from this fella state owned enterprise company China. Hemi no connect with them anything to do with politics or how?
No. I totally reject that one. It's no more. There's no connection to politics. We have talked about that agreement with Okata February, and this connection to politics, One China relationship, yeah, One China policy relationship, has nothing to do with this project. Even though China Rail is not just SOE companies in China, we have not connected to that one. So we actually, it's a private sector, private deal. It's a private company deal. And Gorice Mining Limited, Hemi board, Hemi agree for undergoing now. There's a contract with the China Rail. So it's totally, we're going to pay them out from the extractor of gold. Their job is to dig him that ore and take him Kamlo mill. And then build him the mill. It's a mining contract. So that's what they're doing. They will repair the bridge, repair the road, and most of the mining activity. So that's where China Rail is going on. Me, like assure him, no more people on Solomon Island. On this deal, I, as an experienced patient in the private sector and in the mining industry, I think it's a big name for Solomon Island if China Rail and we finally come here. And they are planning to come to Solomon Island for meeting government and our stakeholder line on us somewhere on about the third week of this month. And there will be some programs we'll put up on the mine site for what I come look situation in Los Solomon Island. But for the economy of the country, China Rail is it's more about the world class. The banks, the World Bank, ADB, and all these organizations recognize China Rail. So it's a good name for Solomon Island in terms of that relationship and a good name for economy. Finally, the China relationship, I think the government decision to switch to China, me fala some fala, those of us who know a little bit about these two countries, we think that the decision is the way forward for Solomon Island, and people of Solomon Island should support.